702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja. Live streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app. DStv Channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
702 family, I absolutely love that we are able to have different types of conversations with one another, especially those of you that would like to ask something, not just of myself, of all the other listeners in 702 land, and you send me messages privately if you would like to have anything addressed, especially for features like Belief Matters or things like for Wendy Nola. Go to email 702afternoons@702.co.za so that if you aren't on social media, you don't feel excluded from those opportunities. So let me read the following message that was sent to me on Friday. Hi, Relebogile. I do not want to post this on your ex because obvious. And I think what she means by obvious is that the neighbors might also be there and see her identity. I stay in a block of flats, Lebo, and on the ground floor, my neighbor upstairs has a dog that is not giving us peace. I tried talking to the caretaker, but they mised me, as in like kind of dismissed her. I tried talking to the neighbors, but they threatened to let the dog on us. Please ask your listeners, what can I do in response to annoy my neighbors back? I am going crazy. Any gadgets available to return the favor permanently? Is there a toy I can hang on the ceiling that can just rattle and not let them sleep, even if it will affect me too? Can you sense my annoyance? Now, of course, if we're going to be talking about any sort of revenge on a show like ours, we do it tongue in cheek, and we're not in any way promoting any kind of violence or criminal activity. And I also recognize this coming to me having spoken sometime last year about the incident we had with our dog barking and the neighbor asking us to do something about it and me asking what should be done. But what would you advise in this particular situation? You're in a block of flats, and I really feel for people that live in a block of flats. I used to live in a block of flats, and the walls were absolutely paper thin. The walls were paper thin living in the block of flats. The neighbor could hear us laughing if I had family over. Hear us laughing. So you can imagine, if they could hear us laughing through the wall, what would they be? What else could they be able to hear? If you decide to have a movie night and you turn the volume up cinema style, they could also hear. And this person, instead of just politely asking, would do things like bang on the wall or, you know, call the landlord. Now, in a situation like this, where this person has said, look, what can I do? Because the caretakers are ignoring me, basically, and these people are threatening to set the dog on me. What would you do in a situation like that, where you have this dog continually, barking and disrupting? And we will assume, for the purposes of this conversation, that dogs are allowed at that flat, because we don't know the details. And of course, there are body corporates, there are rules when it comes to moving into flats. And maybe you've had an experience where you exacted sweet revenge on a neighbor. What did you do and how did you do it? I will share revenge I exacted on a neighbor. Let me tell you about how I exacted revenge on a neighbor. But before I do, 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 0727021702. Give us a call, send us a WhatsApp with your messages and your voice notes as well.
702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja.
18 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we are talking about neighborly revenge, because they say revenge can be sweet, right? And we had Anonymous write into us. We can call Anonymous Noni. And she said, listen, I need advice. I'm living in a block of flats. The people above me have a dog that is driving us crazy with the barking and the noise. We told the caretaker. The caretaker is not doing anything. We asked them nicely. And they said, if you even again, we're going to set the dog on you. So she's asking, what can I do to give them a taste of their own medicine so that they can stop? Now, obviously, we're not encouraging any form of violence or criminal activity, but share with us, what are some of the things that you have done with exacting revenge on a neighbor? And was it sweet? Did you get your issue solved? Because it's also easy for people to say, if you're not happy with the rules, move out. But that's not always practical or realistic. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We've got Georgina in Randburg. Hi, Georgina.
Hi. I want to sympathize. Endless barking is absolute torture and incredibly stressful.
Yes.
I have found that owners who do this after you ask them nicely to do something, they continue and they threaten. They are abusive, they are bullied, and they use it, the noise, as a bullying weapon or tactic. Mm. What I suggest is, number one, check the municipal bylaws against noise in your area. They may be able to help you, but it's a very slow, long-term process if the officials even do anything.
Mm.
Secondly, to protect yourself and give yourself some relief, I suggest one of the following, or all of them. Earplugs from the chemist, industrial noise protectors, the kind you see people using in shooting practice and in industrial settings. They really block out noise very effectively.
Yes.
And or just ordinary headphones. Number three, Google nuisance barking, controlling dog barking, that sort of thing. There are gadgets you can buy from Take a Lot and various online places that set off an ultrasonic noise every time the dog barks. It annoys the dogs, but humans can't hear it.
Oh, like a dog whistle.
No, it's an ultrasonic noise device. It's set off by loud noises. Like
oh, that. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, now they're available. Google and you'll find it.
Okay.
And then, as revenge, what I did once was a parrot that screamed next door to me. It was unbearable. I recorded, I did take him to court with the noise bylaws, and I lost because the magistrate and the state lawyer didn't do their jobs. But after that case, I had numerous recordings of this parrot. I put it on maximum volume and went out for several hours and just blasted it at the neighbors.
Okay, and what happened afterwards?
Suddenly the parrot was kicking doors and they moved.
Oh, wow. Because you just gave me an idea of what could be a type of revenge. And I recognize I was once the one with the barking dog. And luckily, the issue got settled because there were just random people walking across the street. And that's what dogs do when they guard dogs. But you just gave me an idea. If a person could find a way to put like a microphone near where the dog is, so that every time the dog barks, the noise goes to all the other neighbors, so that everybody else can complain with me. There's my idea.
Great idea. And of course, yes. And then she should speak to the other people in the building nearby that dog and see if they feel the same, because then they could sort of all complain together.
Okay. And I think you've given some really, really good ideas there. So tell me again what the name is of the ultrasound device.
I don't know what the names are, but if you Google anti-barking devices and nuisance barking dogs, these things will come up. And you can even go into the Take a Lot site and put anti-barking device.
Yes. But what does it do to the animal?
It doesn't harm them. It just gets out sort of a high-pitched shriek. It's out of human range of hearing, but in the dog's range, and it annoys them. And it's set off by loud noises. So it could be set off by hooting or something, but the dog should set it off.
I got you.
You know, whether it will travel through walls and things, I don't know, but it may be worth a try.
Okay.
It doesn't harm the dog.
Yes. Thank you so, so much for that, Georgina. All of that advice for Noni. Some of you have been commenting on our Facebook. HM Nathan says, Khalipi Rimi works wonders. Guys, is Khalipi Rimi not like something that you can actually take life with? And maybe somebody must share with me how you use it. I've never seen Khalipi Rimi, and I don't know, wouldn't even know how to translate what it is. We also have issues, you know, there's flat problems and then there's standalone house problems. I'm not a cat person. And there are cats that regularly come into the yard. But people from Komagaeng will say Khalipi Rimi. And if somebody can call in and translate what that is and how it works and what exactly it does. But it's as extreme as taking life, which we don't encourage. Jamila says, we cleaned out the yard and threw all his dirt back in his driveway. What? You threw the dirt into your neighbors. I feel like, though, that's starting war. Like, it's not ending things. So let me tell you how I exacted revenge on a neighbor. So I was hosting a Thanksgiving celebration, and there were maybe 100 people. It started on a Saturday afternoon. Now, my solution is invite the neighbors, you know, then no one's complaining. So we invite the neighbors, but the party just kind of went on longer than usual. And instead of the neighbor who chose not to come, instead of the neighbor then deciding to come complain about noise in the evening, and we were still within the time, they just went straight. They didn't come and say, guys, can you turn the volume down? They just called the police. So we are like, how? There's a van here at the gate. Police are here. Okay, I must now go as the hostess to go and see what's happening. And mind you, it's not gotten rowdy or raucous. Like, there's different generations. We're having a good time. We're chilling. It became eating. Now we're enjoying the spit braai. But yes, it was relatively noisy on a Saturday evening. So the way I got revenge, the cops come, there's two of them, and they're explaining that they received a phone call about noise levels. And I was like, okay, cool. And I kind of knew who it was, but they don't out the person. So I said, officer, you know, while you're here, because they wanted to come see, I said, look, don't come for nothing. There's food. So we dished up for them. We dished up for the cops. They ate, they had a nice time, and then they didn't bother us again. That's how I exacted revenge, is to say, you want to send cops to me? You want to send cops to me without coming to just like be a neighborly person to say, hey, can you turn the volume down? You want to send your cops to me? Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to feed your cops. And nobody's going to say no to spit lamb. Nobody's going to say no. So that's how I exacted revenge. More on Facebook. Dagi says, play music loud at night and see how they like it. But the problem, which another person comments, is that it won't just affect those upstairs, but other people too. And another person says, Lumka says, is laughing, saying, I thought this person wanted legal advice. In real life, legal advice can take forever. And I'm not talking about the advice, but following the legal route. But what would you say? A barking dog, or it could be a noisy parrot? More on Facebook. Zoe Thomas says, bang the doors in the middle of the night when you go to the bathroom. Shift the furniture while you're at it. In the middle of the night, if you have machines that make noise, use them as well. Mulewogeng says, anything with explosive sound will scare the dog and keep it quiet. However, it will irritate you, I guess. Chances are that it might run away and get lost. I mean, you also don't want to be traumatizing somebody's animals, but I can understand people's frustrations. Manso says, move out. Okay. Kenny says, revenge is the sweetest thing, but what does one get out of it if not to be more bitter than healing? Because it does not bring joy or happiness, but it brought more bitterness and regret. So sometimes the best revenge one could give to his or her neighbor is to move on and just greet your neighbor like nothing happened. And believe me, you will heal fast. Can I just say something on that? Somebody made a very interesting point in an interview. I can't remember her name, her surname, but her name is Amber. She used to date Kanye West, and she's an out there personality in the US. And she was being asked about the concept of forgiveness. And she said, I am so comfortable in not believing in forgiveness. She says, I'm at peace. The problem is those of you who need forgiveness for peace. I don't need forgiveness for peace. She says, I've got the energy to continue to hate and dislike people. And they thrive off of it. And I really said to myself, is that even a possibility? Because it's all good and well to say, forgive and forget, forgive and move on. But there are people who genuinely are comfortable not forgiving a person. And we must not assume that when they die and they pass on, their soul is not resting in peace because they did not make peace with someone or some issue. And I think that is such a realistic human thing that has been said. For me personally, I have had to forgive to grow up and evolve from certain things. However, there is something to be said about those who are like, I'm okay not to forgive this thing because it was that heinous. Why must I forgive for my peace? You must be the one who doesn't have peace because I didn't forgive you. You're going to carry that karma around. You're not exempt. So more of your messages will be coming through after the news.
7:02 afternoons with Relebogile
Mabotja. 25 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're wrapping up our conversation on this neighborly revenge situation of a noisy dog in an upstairs flat, where one of our 702 land listeners sent me anonymously, so we're calling her Noni, a message to say, what do I do to exact revenge? The caretaker's not doing anything. The neighbors threatened to set the dog on me. Again, we're not encouraging any kind of violence or criminal activity. It's tongue in cheek. What have you done to exact revenge on a neighbor if you found yourself in a situation like that? At Janice Terry says, Khali Pirima is rat poison, because I was asking about the translation. So yes, in essence, that would take the animal out. That would take the animal out. Ofenze on X says, ultrasound dog whistle can work. Use it at 3 a.m. till 4 a.m. I need to find out more about this. Tato says, Alloprime is... What is Alloprime? Alloprime? I'm not sure what Alloprime is. Another one says, this lady has clearly not lived eKasi. The word ushevu comes to mind to fix this particular conundrum. What is that now? What's that? As in. Listen, I also come from the township, right? And I had to do an adjustment of noise levels from Binko Soshanguve. We've adjusted now. Doesn't mean you didn't live in the township to be not accustomed to dogs barking. And then Mohau says, if she's got a kid, she must use this. It works like a charm. So you know those plastic motorbike, black motorbikes, the ones that make all that noise. That should be the revenge. Ali Wall says, anyone who places an anti-barking device on a dog should try it themselves first. Disgusting advice. Take the dog to a daycare. If you work all day, don't get a dog. Another person, Redhorn Soul on Twitter, says, try low frequency devices. They will make that dog so irritated that its owners will need to do something. May be bad on the dog. However, I believe that the owners are responsible for their dogs. And then Janice explaining, ushevu, tefu, poison. Please, guys, do not poison other people's animals. We do not do that, but I hear you. That's always been the solution for many other people. Many more of your messages that were coming through also on the book face. One says, Kamala says, get a dog whistle. It's not noisy, but dogs hate its sound. Begu says it will run away for good if you do something. And more people say, Reka halupiri makoma raba start. And cook a steak otele and give the dog. No, guys, do not kill people's animals. So, some belief. For me, the solution that sounds the most fair so far was the ultrasound one. But I don't know enough to know if it's harmful to the person's animal or not. Or you could get, maybe get your own dog and then it can be a wah-wah between one and the other. Thank you so much for all of your messages. And, actually, I did forget to quickly go to Matabo in Soshanguve. Matabo, you had a thought. Go ahead.
Hey. Okay. Next door to me.
Yeah.
Three times a week, I love my peace of mind. I have my serenity to read books.
Yes.
Once they get started, I have to switch off.
Yes. So have you spoken to them before about the noise?
No, I haven't, but the other neighbor to the other side, on their left, I'm on their right, did, and yeah, but let's call you. And they're hardly 3 months here.
And what time do they make the noise? Is it after 10 o'clock?
No, I did that between 11 and 1 on Sunday.
Mm.
On Thursday, Kiki Tapelo.
So, Matabo, there's only one solution to this, me. There's only one solution. If you can't beat them, join them. You need to join that church. I'm so sorry, Matabo, but I hope you're able to have a conversation with them. Matabo ko Soshanguve, where I used to stay. Thank you again for all your calls, your messages too.